Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joe Cleary's here. Joe is a great friend of ours and a great supporter of this of the Insperity Invitational Tournament that I mentioned earlier. It's my 15th tournament. All of the tournaments they've had here, I broadcast from every one of them. Joe was the president of Harvey Builders. He grew up in that company and became one of the owners. And which is a great commercial construction company, well known, especially across this region, but really around the country. And Joe is one of the great corporate citizens one of the greatest corporate citizens you'll ever meet. I mean, if there's anything he can do to help other people, he is all over that. And it's one of the things we admire a lot about him. He's our good friend, Joe Cleary. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you for those kind comments. And I think my wife, Kathy, deserves more of those comments than I do.
You guys are a heck of a team.
Oh, she's great. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're not doing so bad yourself, son.
It was fun to see you guys last night at Richard Ross's retirement party. Richard's going to be here on the show. The president of Insperity is going to be here on Thursday. We're going to get him back on the show as he heads off into the sunset in his retirement. Hey, Joe, in the past, all these years you've been on the show, way too many of them were during a time when the economy wasn't great. We kind of lost a decade for a while there, and you guys hung in there and made the most out of it. And one of the reasons you were able to survive is because you do such great work that people don't have you bid jobs. You get the jobs right up front. I know, and you've worked hard to make that happen. But where would you say the based on the economy today, where would you say the construction industry is right now? The commercial. We'll talk about residential later on, but commercial right now.
Locally, the commercial industry is picking back up. We had a significant downturn a couple years ago when oil bottomed out, and but it's backed with it. As one of the CEOs of a major oil company said the other day, when the price of food starts with a six handle, everything starts looking a little brighter.
Right.
So capital expenditures for the oil field service companies and the EPC companies are picking up, and that's all good for the Houston economy.
And of course, I know that you do a lot of business in this area, but you also do business across the country. How's it looking in other parts of the country?
The other parts of the country are looking up very much so, and I think the tax reform has really brightened the outlook for a lot of folks. It's going to put more money on the bottom line of companies, both private and public companies, and that spurns growth. Job growth means our business is going to do well, whether it's commercial activity or residential activity.
Well, my hope is that corporate America looks outwardly with their tax advantages, and they invest it more in the economy and less in financial leverage, which is pretty seductive for them. If they'll take that money, that big deduction that they're getting, and they'll turn it into the economy, what we need to remind them about is that when they help build the economy, that comes back to them, right? I mean, it's how we make this thing. One of the problems we've had, Joe, it seems to me, is that a lot of corporate America has, in the last 10 to 15 years, has been more focused inward in terms of managing their business financially rather than growing the economy. What do you think about that?
I think that's a travesty. And I at times I wish all public companies would go private.
I agree.
And make decisions that are good for the company as a whole, their employees as a whole, the industry as a whole, and therefore the country. Now, that's never going to happen. So that's a pipe dream. But the behavior of a private company versus the behavior of a public company that's answering to shareholders and shareholder activists can sometimes drive an industry down. And, you know, if we had, you and I remember a couple of years ago discussing the banks and the silly money that's available at times. And it seems like they never learn their lesson and get caught up in the euphoria of of a good economy, and everyone gets over leveraged, and then things fall apart.
Are you seeing any of that? Are you seeing any of that now? Are you seeing that happening again right now?
No, not yet. Not yet. But it's I say that with a lot of caution because I'm hoping it doesn't happen. There, one of the reasons why the downturn in Houston was not as impactful as a downturn is because the leverage was less on the projects that went forward. Therefore, there was more equity in the projects, and so there was more at stake for the developers and the owners of those properties.
Right.
So that was a good move. That was a very good move. And so they were able to sustain a downturn. If they're highly leveraged, you can't sustain a downturn.
That's exactly right.
You saw it in the energy business. A lot of smaller companies that were over leveraged just went out of business. Or they filed.
Is that ever gonna change? I mean, it seems like the oil patch is feast or famine. Are they ever gonna level things out a little bit? You think?
No, I don't think so. You know,
it's the nature of the beast, isn't it?
It really is. It's the volatility of that industry, and I think everyone would love to have their business. Their business model be a very sustained, even growth, but it's just too volatile in the industry. And there's just like the construction industry, oil field service. There's not very many barriers to entry.
Right. Right.
So there's a lot of mom and pops that are still operating.
All you need is a truck and a supplier. Right. Hey, Joe, I need a website, please. Harvey Builders.
HarveyBuilders.com.
All right, so check it out. We'll come back. We're going to talk about a very special American that we lost recently with our good friend Joe Cleary. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.